On the line, we have Michelle Andrew of Strategy, who is also known throughout Labrador as Giant. Giant and his fellow Inuit travelers will be making a journey in a week. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, there.
What is the planned route of the walk?
Oh, my plan is I'm starting up down Sherville, and I'm going to go into Nadohishin. I'm going to leave all the women down there, and I'm going to go to Nain and come back down Nadohishin, get all the women down there, and walk down the hotel, down Postville, McCobic, and straight to Sissy. And that's around Labrador for me.
How many kilometers would you break that down into, roughly?
I'm at 3,800 kilometers right now down to Sherville. When I started 3 years ago, when I started up from Sissy, when I went down Cavicter. So I'm at 3,800 kilometers down Sherville. So when I'm finished down Sissy, so it's going to be really close to 5,000 kilometers.
Wow, that's very far. That's like almost across Canada, I think. So altogether, this walk now, it'll be for you about 1,200 kilometers or around there?
I think it's about around 900 kilometers, I think, like around there somewhere, close to 1,000 kilometers anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a really long trip too. It's going to be, I'm hoping it'll be walking like at least 10 weeks, I think, around there somewhere, 8 to 10 weeks.
And this will be your longest trip today?
Yeah, this is going to be the longest trip, yeah.
Who will be joining you on your expedition?
We got all kinds of walkers all around the Quebec there. Down Nadohi there, we got like 9 walkers down there. I think we got at least 10 walkers down there, and I think we got over 30 walkers anyway.
That is a lot of walkers. What sort of planning goes into a walk like this?
Oh, the planning will be like, especially when you walk 40 below, 60 below, like good blankets, 40 below blankets, you know, like stuff like that, you know, like good clothing, stuff like that, good boots, stuff like that, you know, like.
How long have you been preparing and planning for this upcoming trip?
Doesn't take me very long to prepare this kind of trip, so stuff like, but this expedition, I'm going to have like a lot of workers with me this year, but all the women, because they're not going to be pulling, so that's why we're taking skidoos there, because the women's stuff just goes in the Komatik there, like all the food stuff, like supplies and that stuff, you know, and all the men, like they'll be doing all the pulling and all their stuff.
So it will be easier for the women?
Yes. Yeah, it's always easier for women, you know, like, you gotta make it easier for them, you know, like, they're women, and they're just walking in that stuff, you know, like.
Well, you said it doesn't take you long to plan. You've been doing this for a while now, so did this idea just come to you, or what's the story there?
Like, my story is, like, I was raised by my grandmother, you know, like, I was raised in the country, like, stuff like, hunting and stuff, like, I was really good at it, you know, like, that's the reason I was doing this stuff, like, when I went down that way, just by myself, they're like, I wasn't, like, afraid to go up down by myself, though, but, like, I was trying really hard to do my hunting, like, but the hunting never went well, though, but, like, when I went up there.
Do you think it will be hard with a group of this size?
I don't think it's going to be hard, because I'm going to have a worker suit, like, they'll be setting up tents there for us, and, like you just be walking all day and stuff like that, next 6 hours, and the tents will be ready when he gets down to the campsite, though. The weather, right, the cold weather, yeah, plus the kids and that stuff, you know, like.
Are there any particular challenges and high points that you're expecting on your journey?
There's not going to be challenges. I think, like, I'm not going to be moving and that stuff, like, when it's, like, really blowing and that stuff, when I have a blizzard and that stuff, like, you know, we'll be in the tent, and, like, we won't be moving. Too dangerous under.
Right, I understand. Taking the walk to raise money for diabetes awareness, can you tell us about that, please?
When I started my walk there, I was doing this diabetes walk, so yeah, the reason we're doing diabetes walk because of these communities, you know, like, this diabetes is spreading too fast, and like these small communities, all these communities, I've been walking like around Labrador, all these communities have got like 1,000 population, and a lot of these communities got like 200 people like diabetes there, so spreading really fast, like, especially kids too.
What kind of terrain do you expect, like trees or big mountains or lots of lakes?
My route, there's going to be a lot of hills and that stuff, you know, but like, yes, it's going to be hard, and it's not going to be easy, because all the men are pulling, right? These are, you're pulling like 60, 80 pounds a day, like 30 kilometers a day, so that's a lot of work anyway, like, it's going to be hard, plus like, especially the hills, right?
The hills must be brutal.
Yeah, brutal, but you get shape after you walk 3 days, right? First day is really hard, second day is third day, the fourth day is not too bad, and after that you can walk like 30 kilometers a day.
I hear this is your last walk, is that correct?
Yeah, this is going to be my last walk down here in Labrador. So this summer I want to move down St. John's, and I want to go around the island there too. In 2 years I want to move down Nova Scotia, down Halifax, Montreal, Toronto, and down Canada. And I want to do one more walk down China, the Great Wall of China, and that'll be my last walk there. Still got a lot of walk to do anyways. I want to reach the coast over 10,000 kilometers, so.
Wow, Giant, that's very amazing.
There's a lot of walking.
Yes, you do a lot of traditional travel, such as walking. I was wondering, would you ever get into canoeing, for example?
Yes, I do the canoe trips in summer too. Like, I just started there 2 years ago, right? And I was doing the canoe trips down Churchill Falls to Musquart Falls. So it's like 300 kilometers on the river. Only like a week canoe trip. But you need the longer trips, right? A week is too short, so you need to find like long canoe trips and that stuff, you know, like a month or 6 weeks or stuff like that.
Yes, it's harder the farther you go.
Yeah.
I hear that the walk will be documented. Who will be documenting the walk?
I think there's two people coming down. We're down German, somewhere down there anyway. So there's two people coming down there. They're going to come down halfway to Natohish, like in Border Beacon there, halfway down there.
They'll come on Skidoo, right?
They'll be coming on a plane there.
On a plane, okay.
Geese.
Your final destination, Shehiji?
Yeah, my final destination, Shehiji.
When do you expect to arrive in Shehiji?
Sometime, I don't know, in March, I suppose. It's going to take me like 10 weeks to walk up. Up here, 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay, thank you, Giant. Best of travels to you, and I know many are with you in spirit.